Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Hey. Kilayim Daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis as we pick up talking about details of Kilay Behema, which are really the topic later in the Masechta, but comes up a little bit over here. So the Gemara says, three lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Kahana Sha'ala Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiya quotes that Kahana, doesn't say Rav Kahana. Kahana asked Reish Lakish, Hamar Bia B'chayos Hayamahu. What is the halachi if somebody crossbreeds Chayos Hayam? Chayos Hayam, animals of the sea. This lechora doesn't mean fish because fish don't mate with a physical contact, and they spawn eggs, and then they're incubated. So Pashtus, how do you do harba there? So Pashtus is talking about other chayos hayam, dolphins and the like that might breed and mate with a physical contact. So is there an isser of harba'as behema by aquatic creatures? So Amalei Of Hein Ksiv Bahen Leminehem. Yeah, it says Leminehem also according to their types in Bracious, by fish and therefore by aquatic animals, and therefore Lechora it would apply there too. Leminehem, animals including the aquatic. The aquatic animals. Interesting. The Beis Halevi discusses in Parshas Noach the concept that animals, not just the fish, maybe the fish didn't dafka, right? The fish weren't punished by the mabul, but all the other animals, they intermingled in the generation of the mabul. As Chazal tell us, that it wasn't only that kihine nishchasa kol basar is darko ala aretz. The Pasuk says all basar violated their species, and the Beis Halevi wonders how is that possible? That's not natural. There's no taiva by animals. V'yesh lahavin. The Beis Halevi says in Noach, v'shlema ha'adam hu baal bechira. A person is a baal bechira, therefore he could have a taiva for something that he's not supposed to have a taiva tor. Aval habehema hare ein lo yetzahara len yanim ke'elu. There's no Yetzahara, va'asiyasuhu rak betiva. They just act with natural instinct. V'heich ta'asek edvaram halalu. V'agam d'matzinu ma'isa ke'elu befrat. And he quotes, even though the Gemara tells us that there was a story about Kelev Kofri, the Gemara didn't test, ze'o api mikre v'hizdamnus, v'gam ki haye malumad, aval shekol haminim yasu keinu devar kasha lechora. How do you understand that in the days of the Mabul, that it says, ki hishkos kol basar, they all violated their min? How are we supposed to understand that? Gam yesh lohavin, the Gemara Sanhedrin sham, ba'oso amud isa v'yimachas kol ha'ikum, im adam chata behemem machatas. He quotes the Gemara there, and he quotes the Zohar. So what exactly? He's skipping a couple of lines. Ra'ko inyan, says the Beis Halevi, man influences the entire world around him, and not just other people, which is natural, that like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos, that we're influenced by those who are around us, but even the world around us that are not human. Ra'ko inyan, t'kamo d'ha'adam po'al ba'atzmo al yidei hergelu, b'maisav haro'im, v'yosav ba'atzmo teva shniya, just like we impact ourselves to create a second nature. Lios tivo mishtokeg v'nimshach lasos k'masav ha'kodmin, to do what we did earlier. We always have this ratzon to whatever we do, it's rinasas lo keheter, we becomes habitual. V'gam im b'sichlo makir kilo tovim heim, even if I know intellectually that it's not good to do it. Ukamo shamar kasav lo yitnu malalehem lashuv. V'gam im b'sichlo rotza lashuv al kosav malalehem akod minim anichemosa lashuv. Whatever I've gotten into the habit of doing, that's what I do, even if I intellectually would want to stop. Kim hishrisho begufo teva shnia lahara. Because I've put it into my nature, it becomes second nature, literally. Teva shnia lahara. So it's hard to stop. So I influence myself, says the Beis Halevi. I also influence everything around me. Ukamochenu poel b'ma'asav b'chol ha'olam atachton b'chlau. I affect the entire world in a metaphysical way. V'lo mi bo'yim chata b'farhesya. Not only in public. Harei vaday degorem lachirim haroim shilmud b'menu. Obviously, if I sin in public, it influences others. El afilum chote b'tsina b'no levein atzmo. Even if it's in private and nobody knows, sees it. B'komakon ayedei hem sheicho. Hashem created the world. That everything in the world affects everything else. We heighten this desire. Unbelievable. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's one organism, so to speak, all affecting everything else. At least where the whole world is influenced by human action. Right? Even the trees. Like Chazal said, "Vatetamu et artsi," Yirmiyo says, "Alaydei maaseim timu leguf haaretz." And that's what the he quotes other psukim relating to the world around us. But for sure, that's how he explains the animals were affected. But for sure, even other people, right? He quotes that's the pshat of the Gemara in Chagiga and Daftez Vav. Zochat tzadik nota chelko v'chelak chaver b'gan Eden. If a tzadik is zocha, he takes his own chelak and his friend's chelak in Gan Eden. Nischayev Rasha nota chelko v'chelak chaver b'gehenim. And the Rasha gets his friend's chelak in Gehenim. And lachare nemuvan hasvar madua yetzah tzadik yiske b'chelak chaver. What is it? Tzadik's. Why should a tzaddik be zochet to get his friend's chelik in Gan Eden? Mashihu lo amelbo. I didn't work for it. My friend did it. Why should I get his chelik? And also the lehefech. Why should a rasha be chayev to get his friend's chelik in Gehenim? Uladvarim hanau muvan heitev. Says the Beis HaLevi, we understand it. Because every action that I do, even if it's in private, it affects the world. To call Adam oseh b'maisav tevashniel uzulaso. I don't know if he quotes it a little bit later, but that's the idea of a Kohen Gadol. In the days of the Kohen Gadol, somebody died by accident. That it affects. That's why you have to wait for the Kohen Gadol to die. So he says that's even though it might not be his fault. Let's say he didn't daven enough, but he says v'yachol liyos lefamim shiyel ochelak gadol b'achid yosim yatzadik sha'asa. And he continues. It talks about this pshat of the Gemara in Chagiga, and then he says maybe that's also din v'cheshbon. Din is what I did, and cheshbon is what I caused other people to do. He says, and that's the pshat of this story with the animals, how they were affected. Maybe that's also Noach and Avram. He continues in a big piece here in the Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah. Okay, so let's continue. So that's relating to, again, the way that we just had it was the Kahana asked Reish Lakish, what about Chayos Hayam? And Reish Lakish says, yeah, there's a kilayim by them. So now the Gemara continues. Rav Acha lo amar ken. Rav Acha had a different misora of the story. Ella have amar Rav Acha b'shem Reish Lakish. Really, Rav Acha said Reish Lakish made a statement. Reish Lakish didn't answer Kahana's question, but Reish Lakish made a statement. Kol shekasabo lemi neyu kilayim noegbo. He made a statement that wherever it says lemi neyu, according to their kind, the isra of kilayim are noeg by you, because if they split up out of their lemi neyu, it's a problem. So Heis of Kana and Kahana asked on Reish Lakish instead of asking a question to him. Asked, Hare, we go to the other girsa, the girsa of the other mafarshim, Degei Hayam. What about Dagim Shabayam? What about the fish in the sea? Harik Siv Bahen Liminehem. Right, the fish in the sea says Liminehem. Mayata Kilayim Noeg Bahen. Kilayim should be Noeg by them. Right, and the assumption is that according to Reish Lakish, there is no Kilayim by Degei Hayam, at least by fish of the sea. And Reish Lakish was quiet. Reish Lakish was quiet. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun. Hacha Paras Kahana Mitzud Se'ar Reish Lakish Vitzadyeh. It seems like Rav Yossi Barbun says that Kahana spread out a net onto, I don't know if it's a play on words, we're talking about fish, he spread out a net onto Reish Lakish, he asked him a question and caught him. The Saadi entrapped him because he didn't have an answer to the question. So Reish Lakish was caught and trapped, and he didn't have an answer. The Gemara says, though, that he could have had an answer. Amar Yona, yochol ana patalei mishumanig. Right? You might have said, one answer that we said before, the Gemara does not say, maybe there's a difference between Degei Hayam and other marine animals. But Rabbi Yohan has a different shot. You could say, yeah, Reish Lakish says that there's Kilayim by fish, but by cross-working and cross-leading, not by cross-breeding. Remember, those are the two types of Kilay Behema. Remember, five types of Kilayim. Kilay Zroim, Kilay Akerim, Kilay Begadim, also called Shatnis, and the two types of Kilay Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working. So you can't cross-breed by fish, but you could cross-work. How? Maisichut. The Gemara gives other examples of this too. You bring a string, v'katar b'udne d'lechisa u'budrune d'irika. You tie the chut like a leash on two types of fish. V'inun shaitin deinim dein, and they swim with each other. So if somehow you get a little rope, a little string on the fish, and you lead and they both swim together, that would be an isser. So that's what Reish Lakish could have could have answered. Again, Reish Lakish generally was not stuck for answers. Reish Lakish, as we know from Bava Metzia, Reish Lakish was a great conversationalist and questioner. And discussion, right? Remember the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't fathom and couldn't live. Couldn't live without Reish Lakish. Let's review that story. Remember that story that Rabbi Yochanan originally brings Reish Lakish back? Machlokas Rishonim and Tosfos there, whether Reish Lakish originally was from and then he went off, or he was not, and Rabbi Yochanan just brought him back to be a Baal Tshuva. And they met, remember, in the Yarden. In the Yarden, says the Gemara, Havikasachi Rabbi Yochanan biYardena. Right, this is Bamatzia Peidalat in the Bavli. Rabbi Yochanan was in the Yarden. Chazal Reish Lakish, Veshava liYardena Basrei. So Reish Lakish jump into the water after him. Amar Lehe Chelach La Raisa. Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish and says, "Wow, your strength! You have such power. Your strength should go to Torah." Amar Lehe Shufrek Lanashi. So he says, "Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan was known as a very handsome man. Says, "You're handsome. This should go to the women." Amar Lehe Yadarta Bacha. You think I'm handsome? You should see my sister. And if you come and do tshuva, I will convince her to marry you. And that's what happened. He accepted Torah and he couldn't get out of the water, as it says, and he became Rabbi Yochanan's star student. And they were talking once about different types of weapons. Right, this Gemara has a lot to say about this Gemara, but the different types of weapons. Remember the Mishnah in Maseches Kalim, when a weapon is certain swords have a Gemara Malacha. And there was a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you put them in the kiln and you put fire on them. Reish Lakish says, no, a little bit after that. You have to rinse them in cold water after. So Amar Lei, Lista Bilistuse Yada. Rabbi Yochanan's like, oh, I forgot. You have experience in this. And again, it can't be that he had in mind as an insult. He was just saying, oh, I forgot that this, you know, you know about this. But Reish Lakish took it the wrong way, so to speak. Amar Lei, Amaya Hanasli, Hasam Rebbe Karulei, Hacha Rebbe Karulei. What's going to be? This was my background. And he gets depressed and he gets physically ill. And Rabbi Yochanan gets physically ill because he made Reish Lakish, even indirectly physically ill. Cholish Daiti, Rabbi Yochanan, Cholish Reish Lakish, Asa Achse, right, his sister, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, Reish Lakish's wife, came and said, Kabachish, cry, save my husband. And Rahmanul Islan, it did not, and eventually Reish Lakish died. Reish Lakish died, and they find, again, we're going to get to our point in a second about Reish Lakish. But the Gemara says that they try to get Rabbi Yochanan a chavrusa. They got Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, who was the smartest, the sharpest one around. The Bechadzin Shmaitzei. Also Yosef Kame, and he sat in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Milsa Davi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amalei Tani Demasei Elucha. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas said, oh, I have a brace that supports you. Amar At Kabar Lakisha. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, you like Reish Lakish? Bar Lakisha, ki avi amina milsavi makshili esrim v'arba kosheisa. No, he used to ask me, Reish Lakish used to ask me 24 questions. Umafarik nale, and I used to give esrim v'arba peruke 24 answers. Umamela rav chashmaitza. And then, through that, the sugi became clean and understood. And clarity. Va'at amrit, tanyam say elecha, I need your help. Atu lo yadana de shapar kamina. If I say something, I think I'm right. So I'm not looking for support. I'm looking for problems. And what happens, he tore his clothing, the kabachi, such an emotional gemara, the amr, used to wander the streets. Heichad bar Lakish, Heichad bar Lakish, where are you, Reish Lakish? Havikat Savach. The gemara even says he lost his mind, the Rabbanan davened, and he was taken away. But you see from here that Reish Lakish always had what to say. So that's why the gemara here, maybe even though he was quiet, maybe he could have had something to say to Kahana, who asked him this question. But for some reason, the Rabbi Yossi Barbun says that he was caught in a net. When we talk about fish, we're talking about the cross-breeding fish, even the interesting, the kashrus of fish. The Gemara Chulin talks about the kashrus of fish is an interesting topic, where the Gemara has the Mishnah, right, based on the Psukim in the Torah, there are simanim kashrus, unlike birds who have no simanim kashrus. There's just a list of the non-kosher birds in the Torah, but behemoths have, because chewing its cud and split hooves, and fish have this simanim kashrus as well. There is a fascinating comment I mentioned in the past about fish, and that is the Mishnah says in Nida Daf Nun Aleph Kol Sheyesh Lo Kaskesas Yesh Lo Snapir. Any fish that has scales has fins. Right? There's no such thing that a fish that has scales that doesn't have fins. Every fish that has scales has fins. V'yesh Yesh Lo Snapir V'yesh Lo Kaskesas. Some fish have fins, but they don't have scales. Fine. So ask the Gemara, if every fish that has scales has fins, so why do you need two simanim of a fish?
just have one center of a fish, scales. If it has scales, you know it has fins. If it has fins, maybe it doesn't have scales, so just say scales. So why don't you say, why do you even have to have two simonim of fish? Says the Gemara of Lufta Rahmana Katzkas says Vlo Bois Napir. You should just need scales and not fins. Amar Rabbi Avav, Chendar Rabbi Shmal, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Unusual type of answer in the Gemara. Nida Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Yagdil Torah. The Pashup Shot is that, okay, you're right, you don't need it, but the Torah is being more specific, even though it doesn't even really need to be so specific, because we would have known that anyway. But I think I've quoted in the past from the Sefer Yagdil Torah, actually, on Ala Torah, is a likud of contemporary thoughts. See, he quotes, maybe there's a message here. Got who he quotes it from. And that is, fins and scales, what do they symbolize? Scales symbolize protection, the armor of the fish. That's what the scales are, on the body of the fish. Fins symbolize swimming. That's what makes the fish swim, going ahead. So scales is protecting the status quo, so to speak, and fins cause us to go forward and cause us to swim ahead. Life is not just about staying stagnant. Life is not just about protecting where you are. Life is about going forward, using our fins. And maybe that's Yagdil Torah. You're right. It could have just said scales, because every fish that has scales automatically has fins. But the Torah wants to emphasize life's not about scales only. We have to have scales. We have to protect our religiosity. But we also have to make sure that we're swimming ahead, and that's why fins, Yagdil Torah, the Yadir. When it comes to kashrus in general, there's an interesting sheet of the Rambam, and the Chinuch follows him as well, and that is the Rambam counts the bedika of kashrus signs as a mitzvah saseh daraisa. And not just one mitzvah saseh daraisa, four mitzvah saseh daraisa. Right? Rambam mikuf mem tes. To check the simanim. Again, most of us are not involved in butcher houses and shechita. So the kiyum of this mitzvah, at least the partial kiyum of this mitzvah today, would just be to make sure, you know, the package that you buy has a kosher sign on it, that it's kosher. But the Rambam counts separate mitzvahs. I say kuf mem tes sivanu livdok b'simani beim avachaya v'shiyu ma'alim geira v'shosim shesa v'oz yeh mutar lachon, and then it can be mutar to eat. And then kuf nun sivanu livdok b'simani ha'of gamkein, to check the simanim of the oaf. We have some simanim of the oaf Torah Shebal Peh, right? Obviously not Torah Shebechzav, but Torah Shebal Peh, we have some of the simanim. Kufnun Aleph, livdok b'sibane chagavim, check the simanim of the grasshoppers. Also, kra'ayim imal ragla, you have to know how to understand that, the simanim. And number four, kufnun beis, it's yonah livdok b'simani dagim, v'ing suvim batara, v'im amri yisalev yisbarach shemo, and zet tochlu mikol ha'shevamayim, with the simane dag. What happens, the chinuch has a line, what happens if you eat without checking? And it ends up being kosher. So will you mevatel a mitzvah? Is this mitzvah just what we might call a siyag daraisa? Right, a siyag daraisa to make sure that you don't come to violate. Right, like just like there are many siyagim daraisa, 15 or so that Rabbi Yosef Engel puts together. Most of them are los asays. Most of them are los asays. You can, the Ran, you can't have chametz in your house because you might come to eat chametz. The Kesef Mishnah, you can't cook basar b'chalav because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. This, you're of Yichud, this, you're of Negiah, most of them are los asays. But once in a while, you have a mitzvah saseh. That is a siyag. Or the Klei Yakar says on Kisui Hadam. Kisui Hadam, we cover the blood so we don't come to eat the blood. Right, that's the mitzvah saseh. But here you might say the same thing. Also, these are examples of siyagim. But if I violate the siyag, maybe I didn't do anything wrong, but the chinuch has a line that you're mevatel mitzvah saseh, even if it ends up being kosher, right? If I'm mevatel mitzvah saseh, that's the checking the kashrus of all animals, right? But four different mitzvahs, fish, oaf, grasshoppers, and birds. No, I'm sorry. What was it? It was behema v'chaya, oaf, chagavim, and dog, right? The four mitzvahs that we have. Again, there's a lot having to do with the kashrus of fish, but let's continue now. Let's continue now as we get back away from fish. We get back to what our Masechta is about here at the beginning of the Masechta. So we have Kilai Zra'im, remember, and Kilai Zra'im, we mentioned class seeds, seeding, that does not apply to trees, as we said. But cross-grafting, that does apply to trees. Grafting trees, harkavath ilan, that is usser. So the Mishnah says, Ein mevin ilan be'ilan. I'm allowed to graft two trees. Take one branch and connect it with another branch of a different type of tree. Yarek be'yarek. Vegetables also. Even though vegetables are included in kilai zra'im, seeds, I'm not allowed to put the seeds together, right, unless it looks separate, as we said, marasayin, cucumbers and tomatoes and all the vegetables, but also grafting. Also grafting, yerek b'yerek, cross-grafting vegetables also would be usser. V'lo ilan b'lerek, v'lo yerek b'ilan. Or the opposite, trees and vegetables in trees. Rabbi Yehuda matir yerek b'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda allows yerek b'ilan because, as we'll see, he assumes that it doesn't grow. That it doesn't grow something new. If you have a tree stump and I try to put a vegetable onto the tree stump, that's not going to produce a new species. Not going to produce a new species. Just the vegetable is going to come out a little stronger. But it's not going to be a new species, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that is not usser. There is a question, the yerek b'yerek, what isser is that? When I cross graft a yerek b'yerek, is that kilai zraim? Right, the regular cross seeding? Not the cross seeding, the cross seeding, putting like seeds in the ground? Or is it somehow included in the harkavas ilan? Right, which one would it be included in? Because usually harkava, the grafting, we think is a tree thing. Yerek b'yerek, yerako is applied to zraim, not the harkava. So there is a machlok, as we've shown him. It's not so clear what exactly the makar is, but it's a big nafgamina. Big nafgamina, the Yerach HaShulchan. The Yerach HaShulchan in Yaradeya says nafgamina would be chutz la'aretz. Right, chutz la'aretz, we know, kilai zraim does not apply in chutz la'aretz. We said that the first day in the Hagdama, kilai akerim applies outside midra banan because it's so chamor. So that's why we say it applies even in chutz la'aretz. While that was the Rambam quoted that at the beginning of Hilchas Kilayim, but kilai zraim does not. Kilai zraim does not. Umutr liYisrael, I'm reading the Rambam, Aleph Gimel, Umutr liYisrael lizra'a kilai zraim biyado b'chutz la'aretz. Afilu la'ari v'hazraim l'chadchila, ulezaran b'chutz la'aretz mutr, v'dvaram elu divrei kabbalah. So kilai zraim is mutr in chutz la'aretz. Kilai hakerem is usr in chutz la'aretz. And harkava is usr in chutz la'aretz. So, because it's more chamer, so here, so the yarek b'yarek, is that included in kilai zraim? Is that included in harkava, which is not connected to the ground? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Sadi Hei Vav in Yaradeya, that's what he discusses. The ilan b'ilan b'ilan b'yarek b'yarek b'ilan hei mitzad harkava, v'noa gam chutzlar. It's of a yarek b'yarek, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that's kilai zraim ba'alma. It's just kilai zraim. To ha'ikra perak shamu b'kilai zraim. L'chein ha'rambam demayir kan barkava l'chashiv la. L'chein ha'smag. So he quotes it right. He thinks it's a part of kilai zraim, and therefore it would not be in chutz la'aretz. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said he matirs yarek b'ilan because it doesn't grow. But one second, we had back on daf beis that he gave an example in the Mishnah where it does grow. Remember the case of the Avatiach and the Kishuin? Mechlef, she does say to Rabbi Yehuda. Taman Omer, earlier in our parak, he said, note, Elhu Adam, Ma Achas, you can take a seed. Ma was from the word Me'ayim, the innards. Mi Pitva Shal Avatiach. Uma Achas, Mi Pitva Shal Tapuach. Take one from an Avatiach, one from a Tapuach. Venos, Elotokuma Achas, we assume that's one Yarek, and that's right, and it's Venos, Elotokuma Achas, Vimis Acham Nasek Elayim, you put them both in the same hole, the two seeds, and they do combine and unite. Vekoamar Hachin, and here you say, they don't combine, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says is mutter, because Yerek B'ilan doesn't combine, but here you see, Harkava does work. So Gemara says, no, that's not talking about Harkava. Taman, Aideshu, no sin zeh b'tzad zeh. If you put two seeds in the same hole, so as they germinate, then they could connect, hey, Mesachem and Asa Kilayim. So then that could create a real new hybrid. Bramhacha, Yerek B'ilanu. But here, when it's grafted, that's not a new one. That's a strengthening the older Yerek, and therefore one wouldn't say that is usr. Period. Tani minayin, says the Brisa, minayin shei markivin eitz srak al gabi eitz machal. How do you know that you're not allowed to graft a eitz srak, is a tree without fruit, on an eitz machal, v'lo eitz machal al gabi eitz machal, or two different types of fruit trees? Min b'sheino mino, how do you know not allowed to graft two different types of Elon Srak that's not beferish in the Gemara? Maybe you can be Madai from the Gemara that it is not a problem. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Well, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch by the Shem soon. But how do you know that if it's an Elon Srak with an Elon Eitz Machal or two types of Machal, how do you know it's Asur? Minayin, Tamalomer, Eschukosai, Tishmoru. You know from the Pasuk that leads into Kilayim that we saw in Vayikra, Eschukosai, Tishmoru, Behem Techolos Arbiya Kilayim, Sod Cholos Isra Kilayim, Uve. So it leads right into the Sukkim of Kilayim. So what's the drasha exactly? Eskukosai Tishmaru. How do you know that includes this? Says Rabbi, how do you know it includes grafting? Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Kahana, Rabbi Lazar. It's following the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, who we're going to have later on. Rabbi Lazar holds that
grafting is asur to b'nei Noach. Harkav is asur even to b'nei Noach. And therefore, how do you associate the pasuk? Chukos, it doesn't say tishmru chukosai. It says chukosai tishmoru, which sounds like chukim that already have been in existence. Mishum chukim shechakakti kfar ba'olami. Chukim that I've already established. When did you establish chukim beforehand? By the b'nei Noach. So that's what you have to keep. And what did b'nei Noach asur? Harkava. Harkava, Kilei Zeram is not Asur, and Kilei Begadim is not Asur for a Goy. Harkava is Asur for a Goy, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore that's what this is referring to in the Pasuk. Chukim Shechakakti, Balami Kfar, it goes back. What's Asur for the Jew? Also, what was Asur for the Goy? It does not mean, well, let's just finish the flow, and then we'll talk about it more. Mayata Asur La Adam Arishon. One second, so. If that's true, then it should be even also to Adam Arishon, the Harkava. If we're going back to the laws from earlier, Lemineu, that was even Adam Arishon had that. And we know from Abraisa, the Mefarshim quote, the Marafolda quotes, we know from Abraisa that it wasn't also for Adam Arishon, because Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Stam Sifra, and that's what we're quoting here. So it wasn't also to Adam Arishon. But it should have been. Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Hila, Divrei HaKol, so we change it. No, really, it's not just limited to Rabbi Elazar. It's Divrei HaKol, how you darshan this pasuk. Mishem chukim shechakakti ba'olami. Nothing to do with B'nai Noach. It has to do with the laws, how I set up my world. Right? This relates to the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai that we quoted back in the Hakdamah. How Kilayim is about rejecting and denying the perfection of the world. And it's as if I'm saying, Hashem, you forgot one. Hashem, I'm going to create one, that you didn't create. So that's what it is. And that's grafting. Grafting is creating that new type. Chukim shechachakti bolami, where I have to make sure that I don't overstep my bounds, and that would be harkava. Says the Gemara, me'ata asur la'akiv tein ushchar gabi tein alavana. If you're telling me that it's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, so maybe even things that are very close to each other. A white date and a white fig and a dark fig and a black fig. You're gonna tell me those can't be combined? So Gemara says no. That's okay. Rabbi Yavin, what we had earlier, follow mikilai begadim lamata. No, remember back in the beginning of the Masechta, we compare kilai begadim and kilayim of zrayim. Ma kilai begadim shasati lecha shnei minim lo zemi min zev lo zemi min zev. Kilai begadim is only two different types, right? You have flax and linen, av kilayim, or wool, as we'll get to the details of the different types. Av kilayim, wool, and av kilayim shatati lecha b'chol makam lozim menzev lozim menzev. So to kilayim, so we compare it to beferish. The Torah says by the begadim is two different types. So too by the kilayim of the zrayim, it's only two different types. Period. So according to the first daya, in the Gemara, it's chukim shechakakti. So it's based on the chukim that I have already set, according to that daya, Rabbi Elazar b'Shem Kana, so our chiyuv is somehow related to B'nai Noach. But as we mentioned often, it should not. It doesn't mean that the our chiyuv has anything to do with the chiyuv of B'nai Noach or a holdover. Even if we were a big sugi in the Rishonim. Even if we, B'nai Yisrael, there was a process that we were B'nai Noach earlier and now we became B'nai Yisrael, it doesn't mean that those seven mitzvahs from beforehand came over with us. That's the well-known Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf, where the Rambam says, again, part of a bigger topic, but the Rambam says there, based on a detail in Hilchas Gidon Asha, which we're not going to go into right now, the Rambam says that V'sim libcha l'chlal ha'gadol hazeh, ha'muva b'mishnah zu. Listen up to this major principle that this Mishnah says in Chulin Daf Kuf. V'hu amran, mi Sinai ne'esar, shekol masha anu nizhar mimenu, o'osim oso ayom. Everything that we do or don't do today, every mitzvah, every aveira, ein anu osim zos, elam ebnei tzivi Hashem ayadei Moshe. Why do we do everything we do today? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at our Sinai, Lo mipnei shehashem tziva b'kach l'neviim shekadmuhu. Not because Hashem commanded earlier prophets before Moshe. Dugma l'kach. For example, Ein anu ochlim eivir menachai. Why don't we eat eivir menachai? Or because Hashem told Bnei Noach not to eat eivir menachai? No, that's the history of the mitzvah, but that's not the reason the mitzvah is incumbent and obligatory upon us. Why is it obligatory upon us? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, and Moshe told us at our Sinai. Moshe asar alinu Eivir Menachai, v'mashe nesavah b'Sinai. Shishar, Eivir Menachai asar. Eivir Menachai should remain asar, but it's because of that repetition of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why it's asar. V'chein einanu malan. Why do we do bris milah? Not because Avram Avinu. Shem Avinu malas atzmo v'anshe beso. Ela b'bnei Shashem tzivai de Moshe. Lihimol. Kemo Shemal Avraham. Again, the history of the mitzvah is Avraham. But the reason we do it is because of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chein gira noshe. Ein anu imshachin bo acharei iser Yaakov Avinu. El b'nei tzivai Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, it doesn't go back to Yaakov in terms of the reason that it's obligatory. And the Rambam ends off, halo tirol, amram, sheish meos v'shlosh esrei mitzvos, nemlo l'moshe misinai. 613, we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chol eile michlal ha-mitzvos. And these are included. It doesn't say 606 with seven holdovers. No, it's 613. And therefore, we have to recognize that everything we do, even if it's related to the earlier B'nai Noach, that's not the reason that we do it. And that's part of a much bigger issue. Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha. Hopefully we'll get to talk about that again soon. But let's first just get back to the daf. Tani b'shem Reb Elazar. Mutter hu goy l'zorov l'bosh kelayim. Right, Reb Elazar says, this is a Reb Elazar that we just quoted up above, a goy is allowed to do kilay zrayim and kilay begadim. There's no sort of shatness for a goy. Aval, the cross breeding is usher even for a guy, according to Belazar. Avalola harbia behemto kilayim, avalola harkiv ilani kilayim. Can't cross breed animals or cross graft trees. Lama, b'nei shakasa behen, luminehem. Because it says luminehem by the trees and by the animals. And that's why even the goyim have to hold of that. Vahari deshong sibuhun luminehem. What about the deshoin, the grass? It says luminehem there in Brachos also. So there should be kilayim there. There, it only says Liminehem when they actually were produced, not when they were commanded to be created, and therefore there is no Kilayim by Deshaim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with the last line next time.